torn because there's so much to say. And St. Mary's got so much to offer, St. Mary Goretti. If you all remember when Austin Barr was here at the seminary in three years ago, he gave a beautiful reflection on St. Mary Goretti. He had her relic. We just asked her intercession, the gospel, just to touch on it briefly, just a reminder. Like, it seems like the whole message of the gospel is how they were in awe that God would give authority over the healing of souls and the forgiveness of sins to men. That's the whole point. Jesus, the paralytic comes, and Jesus is like, you would expect him to say, now get up and you're healed, go, you know, one more person healed, no big deal. But he's teaching something. And he goes first for the healing of the soul. And they're like, well, who can do this but God? No one but God can forgive sins. And our Lord's like, no, I'm giving that authority to men. And so that's the takeaway, is that last line, that God would give such authority, even over sins, to men, to priests, to bishops. But I want to focus on the first reading just because it's so beautiful, and it's just a lot for us to ponder. Remember, the Old Testament in itself is a great story. It's the great history of our Jewish ancestors in the faith, our father in the faith, Abraham. And yet, by itself, it kind of ends with, well, that's just a nice story, but what does it do for me? Unless you see it in the bigger context of the whole story, the rest of the story, the New Testament, Jesus' own life and sacrifice. But there you have Abraham walking with his son. I know, Paul, it's very exciting. But he's walking with his son. Paul, you want to try that? We'll walk with you and sacrifice you to God. Okay, no, we won't do that today. But he puts the wood of the sacrifice on the shoulders of Isaac, of his only beloved son. And there's Isaac carrying the wood. You could picture Jesus carrying the wood of the cross up the mountain, Moriah. Not some low valley, easy climb. It's a hard climb. And they get to the top, and Abraham is willing to sacrifice his only and beloved son, the only one he had, through which all these promises that were made to him would reach all people. Remember, at the end it says, all nations of the earth shall be blessed in your descendants, except that you're about to kill him. So I'm not sure how that's going to work for you. But Abraham has that faith and that devotion. And as he's about to sacrifice Isaac, and by the way, it seems like Abraham's old, Isaac is a young man able to have this conversation. It doesn't seem like Isaac is fighting. In other words, both father and son are accepting this self-sacrifice. There's a connection too where Isaac pauses and says, Father, here we have the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb? And Abraham answers him, God will provide the lamb. You picture Jesus in Gethsemane, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. And they move forward, and Abraham is about to take the knife and slaughter his son. And the story seems to embellish how moved God is. Do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not even do the least thing to him. For now I know how devoted you are to me. Because you did not withhold from me your only beloved son. You did not spare your only son. I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have done this in such a way of devotion to me. He goes on to describe the blessing. But again, in the context of Christ, the Son of God, the only beloved Son of God, St. Paul's whole point, if God is for us, who can be against us? The one who did not spare his only beloved Son. Like if the Old Testament's teaching, see how devoted Abraham and you all are called to be to God. Well, it makes all the more sense when you see how devoted God is to you. Because where Abraham didn't have to go through with that sacrifice, our Father in heaven did go through with that sacrifice. How devoted he is to you. Let us see it. Let us see how devoted our Father in heaven is to each one of us, that he did not spare his only and beloved Son. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the devotion God has for us. Nothing. He even pursues us in the midst of our sins. He keeps coming after us. Nothing will separate us from the devotion of God that has shown it in such a dramatic way. That God so loved the world, was so devoted to you, insert your name, Mindy. He was so devoted to you that he gave his only son. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes maybe open again our eyes and become a little jaded with life. We don't see anymore how awesome that is, how precious you are to God. What is your value? You say you're worthless. You look in the mirror, you say, like, I'm useless. What can I do? And yet the exchange rate for your life was the life of the Son of God. Infinite value is your soul. And our Lord will never stop pursuing it and seeking to heal it and reconcile it to himself. May St. Maria Goretti, who knew the value of her soul and laid down her life out of her devotion to God, teach us to receive the love of God and to respond as much as we can in kind. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. St. Maria Goretti, pray for us.